Good morning, New Covenant Fellowship family and friends, guests. I am Angela Wiley, and I was on the staffing committee that shepherded our recent pastor search, and with Vic Fine, I serve as co-chair of our current leadership team. Today is a wonderful day. We are gathering for the ordination and commissioning of Renee Antrosio as co-pastor of this fellowship with our own Kai Ewing. The staffing committee, the leadership team, and the members of this congregation all participated in an important journey. We looked at the needs and character and gifts of our fellowship and the strengths and gifts of the various candidates who presented themselves. And we prayed a lot that God would speak. And as it turns out, as it always turns out, God is a faithful guide. And so today, we're here to celebrate that God has led us together in this miraculous way. Very unexpected way, I'm sure, for many of you in the congregation who've known Renee a long time and did not expect necessarily for her to be here with us. Renee, we pray that in the giving of your gifts to us and in the giving of our gifts to you, that our work and service together will fulfill God's purpose in our congregation, in our community, and in the larger world.
Up in Michigan, where Chuck and Laura were, Jubal and I met at InterVarsity School of Leadership Training. And we have been supporting each other in our journeys of faith ever since. Seeking to follow God's direction together has always been a part of our relationship. And so it is an honor to be able to take this next step together.
I fully support Renee's ordination and call to pastoral ministry. After 20 years of marriage, I look forward to walking with Renee on this new road of our faith journey. We would like our longtime pastor, Jim Linder, to pray for us as we move forward in Renee's call to ministry. Thanks, Jim.
So the scripture that comes to mind is one that meant a lot to Ron and Judson and me from the Old Testament that says, may you rejoice at everything you put your hands to. So we certainly, that's our prayer for the two of you. Pray with me. God, we do pray that as the years roll by, that Jubal and Renee will be joyful that they took this step. We pray that this will be something that draws them closer together as partners, as lovers, as friends, and something that brings many wonderful stories to tell. And particularly, God, we pray for the blessing of your Holy Spirit to create joy and faith and gladness, all the things that you promise your children. Amen. So I remember the first time that I picked up my grandson, and as we drove away from his mother to come down and spend a little bit of time with Barbara and me, he looked back the window and saw what was happening and started crying inconsolably, saying, I want my mother. And I tried everything I could think of, and pretty soon I was crying too because I didn't quite know what to do. But then I thought of a game, a childhood game called I Spy with my little eye. And we started playing I Spy, looking out the window at different things we could see. And before long, we were laughing and having a great time and had kind of forgotten the distractions and all the drama. And we're just enjoying what we could see. When Renee asked me to speak to affirm her, I've actually spent the last several weeks thinking about what I spy with my little eye that lets me affirm her as a pastor as my pastor, as your pastor, for all of us. I think the first thing that that came to mind is Renee has a deep desire and connection with God. When we worship, you know, our goal in worship is to somehow feel a connection with God, and Renee does. And sometimes when I feel like I'm just going through the motions, or when we're up there in the music group trying to get the congregation to wake up or whatever, I look out and I see Renee, and it encourages me, because I know she puts her whole heart into her connection with God. And out of that connection, the second thing I see is that she really has tried to listen for the call and follow it. And one of the first times I saw that, kind of blew me away, it was with our youth, when she and Jubal working with our young people for years. And if you see the way the young people come up to Renee and how much they love her and how much they value her and Jubal, you can see the way God has blessed that response. So she's a great leader by example. When she hears the call, she responds. Something else I spied with my little eye was her love for community and the way that she has created community, not just in her own family, but opening her family to those around her to be included as part of their Shabbat meals and their life. And of course, that is so important to us as a church, to foster community among ourselves. And the next thing I saw as I spent this time thinking is her love for the Bible and her desire to understand and be able to teach. She's always been loved teaching in her school setting, and I think it's been good for us that she's brought that gift into our midst as well, as she helps us understand a book that's very complex and difficult to understand most of the time. So I appreciate that. And I guess kind of moving from affirmation to commissioning, the other thing that I've seen is that she's a leader and she's not afraid to lead. And I believe at this time in our history, we need leaders. We need leadership. We need leadership from Renee and from Kai. And so I hope for all of us, as we maybe can move from all the drama that distracts us and all the things in our lives, we can look with our eyes at what a gift God has given us, both in Renee and in Kai, and certainly want to challenge you as you're ordained into this ministry. The Bible says, if you're a leader, don't be afraid to lead. So that's my prayer. As a leader, don't be afraid to lead.
Thank you, Jim. When we first came to this congregation in 1998, after our year at Eastern Mennonite Seminary, I never thought that 18 years later I would become a pastor here. And so over this last year and a half of preaching and serving in this congregation, I have really looked to my pastors, to Jim and to Ron, to confirm whether that is a gift that God is growing in me. And so I'm very honored to have Jim and now Ron come and speak, because it's their teaching that I have learned under for these last 18 years.
Thank you, Renee. Like Jim, I am honored that you asked me, so thank you. I want to just begin. I asked Renee, as Jim did, if I could make a few personal remarks before we do a little bit more formal part of the ordination. I want to begin by affirming all that Jim just said. Thank you, Jim. I, too, agree. And affirming the search team, staffing team, the leadership team, the congregational decisions. I think we were doing our very best to hear God, and he's responding to us. So thank you. Renee, I too have been blessed by your many years of ministry, and that this is not a beginning, but just a continuation of all of that. And I've really just been amazed at how blessed I personally have been by your teachings. As Jim said, you're wrestling with God and his word in the Bible. I've gone away from here many weeks and really tried to change my life because of your teaching. So thank you. Appreciate it. In a few minutes, we're going to lay hands on both Renee and Kai. And I would like to just mention that, at least for me, I used to think of things like this as just kind of symbolic, laying on of hands and doing things like that. And began to realize they were way more important than that in the biblical history. You know, some of the similar kinds of things. And they all work this way. You and Kai both, when we pray in a few minutes, you might really have a tingling of the spine or something, and you may not. The same thing's true about weddings, which are another covenant enactment publicly. Some people have tingling weddings, and some people just get married. But they're all married because something happens between God and us and them that's very real. Same with baptism. Same with communion. I often don't have a tingling experience at communion, but it is an enactment of God, us, me, together. So this will be an enactment of asking for more of the Holy Spirit, more filling of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, commitment from God, us, Renee and Kai, that we're willing to have that gift. It's a commitment to be willing to be empowered and to keep growing. So may the Lord bless you, us, and the whole world through what we're doing today. The more formal part now. Renee, we affirm your gifts to pastor God's people as a faithful disciple and minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or as you often say, Jesus the Messiah. Would you like to share a particular scripture that articulates your calling?
So on the morning of my first teaching, as after the vote had gone, and I was feeling overwhelmed, God gave me Galatians 1:15. But God had set me apart from birth and called me through his grace. He was pleased to reveal his son to me that I might preach about him to the Gentiles. And for me, the idea that God is pleased to reveal Jesus so that I can speak about him is what encourages me.
I'm still shorter. Renee, do you commit yourself to support and encourage the congregation in the individual and the interconnected ministries as you seek to fulfill these ordination vows through the grace that God gives you?
I do.
God has called us as a congregation to share in the work of his kingdom. Although we all have different gifts, we work together to bear witness to the transforming power of God, believing that in Christ, our Messiah, we are all one. Renee has pledged to serve us in her calling. And today, we as a congregation pledge to serve with her. Let us affirm together. Renee, we affirm your ordination and praise God that you have called to the congregation as you exercise your gifts of equipping us for your ministry. We commit ourselves to discover and use our spirit-given gifts, that together Christ's ministry in the world may be full. Serving as co-pastor alongside Kai will be a critical part of your joint ministry at New Covenant. As such, we would like to commission you jointly as our pastors. Kai, would you join us? Renee and Kai, the congregation has called you to join together as co-pastors of this fellowship. And as co-pastors, will you willingly receive each other's gifts, insight, and counsel in a shared pastoral ministry?
We will.
We will.
Amen. And now again, we as a congregation have called Kai and Renee to be our pastors. After prayerful consideration, they've accepted our call as a call from God. Let us pledge together as a congregation. We will strive to support and encourage the leadership you offer as we grow together in the family of Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask several of you to join me up here and to lay hands on Kai and Renee. Maybe a couple of you could lead in prayer, and then I will close those prayers. Father, from before Abraham down through the lives and experiences of people recorded in the Old Testament, through Jesus' baptism and then ministry, and right on into the early church and the pages of the New Testament, and then right down to today, your people have laid hands on people to serve you, to serve each other, and prayed for a new and renewed filling of the Holy Spirit. We ask right now that in ways that some of which may show immediately, some of which may take even months, years, and decades to fully be seen, that you will pour out your Holy Spirit. And Jesus, just as you laid hands on the people when you walked the land of Israel through our hands, please lay your hands on Renee and Kai. Fill them with your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm going to ask Jim Krogert and the musicians to come and do Walking on Water. This last year has been a process for me of stepping out in faith, leaving a job that I loved for many years that felt secure. Walking on Water says a lot about leaving that place of security and stepping out in faith to follow what we don't always know. And the line that really resonated with me this year is, you say when he calls you, you can't refuse. That if you were to stay now, you'd be certain to lose. And for me, that's my relationship with Jesus. If he calls, I can't refuse. And so, that's why I'm here today. And ending with the line, it gives us a true understanding of what it means to win. Thank you.
I'm just glad to be here today and be a part of this. I wrote this song at a time when I was leaving a full-time pastoral ministry, and I didn't know for sure where it was going to lead. It ended up leading me into a chaplaincy that has been very, very fulfilling for me. But it's hard to leave the comfort, and I just I admire Renee very much for what she's doing, and I have to say I am not surprised that this is happening, and it's just a privilege to be here with our family and with so many of our faith family to share in this celebration. You were to stand now, you'd be certain to lose.